Hello?
Hello, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Eduardo Mancillas Valencia?
That's me.
Thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for President, U.S. Congress, U.S. County Supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I'm extremely likely to vote.
Thank you. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote all the time.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
The same. Nothing's changed.
If you have to lean toward one of them, would you say right direction or wrong track?
Honestly, wrong, because we have a lot more homeless and a lot of other issues.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom? I'm in the middle with him.
Okay. Would you say somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
I would say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, debatable. I would say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Letitia Paris.
I would say her being Hispanic and one of the Hispanic votes, very unfavorable, because I don't think her doing nothing for the community. So okay. Very, very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. Kim Salas.
I'm in the middle. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And would you say Letitia Paris is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Honestly, to me, poor.
Okay, thank you. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Paris deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone you should be given a chance?
Honestly, you're going to know this for a while. I think we need somebody new.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, Harris.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Harris.
Harris? Okay, thank you. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom do you vote? Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas?
Salas.
Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm extremely certain that I would vote for you.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Jobs in the economy, housing costs, crime, homelessness, county taxes, climate change, roads and traffic.
Crime and homelessness.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. How convincing would this be?
Fairly convincing.
Thank you. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Unless he's living in the low-income side of town or the middle class, like blue-collar class, I don't find that convincing because I never see it.
Okay, would you say a little convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing because I've never seen it on this side of town.
Okay. Salads wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. So work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. How convincing would this be?
Convincing. Very convincing.
Thank you. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
I hear that a lot, but I don't see any change. So I'm somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
Yeah, like I said, until I see it, I'm not that convinced.
Okay. Would you say somewhat convincing?
No, not convincing at all.
Okay, thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for current county supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, assembly member, district director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, county supervisor, or Kim Salas, assembly member, district director?
Salas, for sure.
Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, and minor doubts, or no real doubt. As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California.
Well, I don't fully believe that, but I believe some of that.
Okay. Would you say minor doubts?
Yeah, you could say that. That's fine.
Okay. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
I believe it if they have the facts. I believe it.
Okay. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm Democrat, but I vote both parties.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Like I said, I vote mostly Democratic, but I vote both parties, so I don't know how you would answer that one.
Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
A little bit of moderate with a dash of liberal.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would you say four-year associate's?
Associate's degree.
In what year were you born?
82. Forgive me.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, all of us.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Hispanic.
All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Eduardo.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a nice day.